Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. There's a political shift happening in the Metro East. Democrats in St. Clair County in Illinois have previously enjoyed double-digit victories over their Republican opponents, but those margins of victory over the last three elections have crept into the single digits. While Democrats still have a stronghold in the county, that includes cities such as East St. Louis, Belleville, Fairview Heights, Millstatt, O'Fallon, and Scott Air Force Base, the political trends have some watchers wondering whether St. Clair County will eventually become more like Madison County, just to the north, where Republicans now dominate. Joining me to talk about this and his reporting on it is St. Louis Public Radio Metro East reporter Will Bauer. Will, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Elaine. Thanks for having me.
So, Will, what is it that first got you interested in reporting on this topic?
So I think probably like any reporter that covers an election, you end up going through the data after the fact when official tallies become a little more official. So that's just exactly what I was doing. And St. Clair County is, when you look at their county election results page, you can actually look at it with the full countywide vote or without East St. Louis. And that's because East St. Louis has their own elections commission. So anyway, I was just looking at the numbers without East St. Louis. And I noticed that the GOP, the Republicans, had actually won some races if you weren't counting the East St. Louis vote. And of course, with the East St. Louis vote, the Democrats had won a lot of the, or all of those countywide races, I should say. So having not grown up in the area in St. Clair County, just having lived there the last 2 years, I kind of wondered, you know, how does this fit into the past? Because some of those races were, you know, a little close within a few percentage points. And I was just looking back. And so if you look at contested races kind of over the last 20 years where the full county is voting, Democrats have lost a little bit of ground. Now, depending on who you ask, some people may say Barack Obama really carried the Democratic Party, especially locally, because he was an Illinois guy. So in 2008 and 2012, when he was reelected, that made those numbers look really, really good. But I think the Republicans would say, no, it's single digits. So we're getting a little bit closer, and we're hoping in the next few election cycles we can you know, maybe win St. Clair County.
Things. Yeah. And speaking of people that you talked to, among the number of folks that you spoke with for this story, including former U.S. Representative Bill Enyard, who's a Democrat. Enyard was elected in 2012 and served just one term representing Illinois' 12th congressional district. And here is what he said to you.
Unfortunately, the Democratic Party is lousy, in my opinion. Certainly the National Party is lousy at messaging, and the Republicans are terrific at it.
So Enyard was defeated by U.S. Representative Mike Bost. Bost is a Republican who's still in office, and someone who worked on his campaign was Michael Butler.
We've made a lot of progress. We've still got a long way to go, but we made a lot of progress, you know, since that cycle. But that cycle kind of like was when we started seeing like shifts in the county, you know, flipping that congressional seat. Obviously, that was a big deal. And then we've seen, you know, state rep and state senate seats since then that have gone our way. So it's exciting.
That's Michael Butler, who worked on Congressman Bost's campaign. Butler is now the chairman of the St. Clair County Republican Party. So we'll talk about the message that the messaging that is that Bill Enyard was referring to in a moment, but it doesn't really seem that there's as much enthusiasm among St. Clair County Democrats as there was even a few years ago. Why is that?
Well, there's a good chunk of Democrats, you know, particularly here in formerly really blue-collar areas, working-class areas, that feels the National Democratic Party has moved away from the working class. So, you know, so exit polls this cycle would have shown that the Democratic Party, right, is becoming a lot more the party of the educated. And this isn't necessarily a new thing. So when Bill Enyard was in office, he would have, you know, said that the Democrats nationally would have been very much, you know, more the party of the working class. And Tom Holbrook, who's currently the St. Clair County clerk, who was formerly a longtime state representative, had kind of said the same thing. He even mentioned NAFTA, which is the North American Free Trade Agreement was negotiated in the early 90s that organized labor very much strongly opposed in the 1990s. And would, you know, say was largely responsible for killing the manufacturing, American manufacturing, right? So this is not necessarily a new thing, but it's a long-term trend to the National Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. But others would say, you know, are maybe a little more optimistic. Jay Hoffman, who's a longtime current state representative, would say nationally that the Democrats this election didn't carry that message of working class values. But locally, St. Clair County Democrats still do. They have good records on creating jobs in the area and vote to support raising the minimum wage, things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's very much locally, we kind of feel we feel that the Democratic Party still does that. But nationally, the Democratic Party has lost that messaging, at mm-hmm. least.
And let's listen to something that longtime Illinois House Representative Jay Hoffman of Swansea told you, Will.
I do believe that we as Democrats have to keep ensuring that people remember and know that at the end of the day, we have been and are the party of working families and will continue to be.
So to Jay Hoffman's point there, Will, I mean, to what extent are working class / blue collar workers, to what extent are they an important voting bloc in St. Clair County?
From what I can tell talking to, you know, all the politicos, it's maybe the most important one for future elections, but numerically less than before, right? So a lot of the Metro East and both, you know, St. Clair and Madison County would have been more working class back in the day. So, for example, right, East St. Louis, big meatpacking plant facilities, Allerton, which is now part of Cokie Heights, big aluminum, and, you know, you could go on and on, but those industries have all been drastically cut back or are completely gone, and that's, you know, been a long-term trend of the Metro East. So a lot less than mm-hmm. it was before, but definitely an important one.
Right. Now, with regard to Donald Trump, Republican Chairman Michael Butler also said to you that some working-class voters are, quote, they're Trump supporters. They're not necessarily Republicans. So with Trump not being on the ballot in 4 years, what did Butler say about transitioning those Trump supporters to becoming Republicans?
The model for St. Clair County Republicans will definitely be what they kind of think as, you know, old school or back to the basics. So lots of parades, door knocking, getting out and talking to people. But they'll probably get outspent while they're doing that. And the idea is that if we can pick up one countywide seat, it'll be that much easier to then pick up a few more countywide seats. But in terms of issues, you know, they'll continue to focus on those kitchen table issues, the economic issues that the working class will be voting on. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, like you said, in however many days, I can't do the math, there won't be a Joe Biden to blame for the economic record. Mm-hmm. And it will be voting on the effectiveness of the second Trump presidency. So that how that plays in to that question will be really, really interesting.
Mm-hmm. And in the introduction, I had mentioned the shift in Madison County. And again, Madison County is just to the north of St. Clair County. And it's a place that used to be dominated by Democrats. What is the story about, you know, what's happened there?
Yeah, so I'm actually looking at the graph right now and I'll attempt to explain it. But basically, I think what it says is the Obama midterms were really, really rough for the Democratic Party nationally. And that's actually when Democrats lost Madison County. And they would have kind of gone back and forth. But in 2010 and 2014, Republicans won in Madison County in contested races. Mm-hmm. And what's happened since is that a few more county seats have flipped Republican. The GOP started winning on the county board. And so right now, the county board has a 20-6 Republican to Democratic supermajority mm-hmm. in Madison County. And there wasn't even a single Democrat that ran for a countywide office in Madison County. So it's gone from Democratic stronghold, kind of like St. Clair County, to Republican supermajority within a little over a decade.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of change in a relatively short period of time, then.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, Will, in your reporting, you highlight Illinois' 114th House District, and that's a horseshoe shape, and it includes southern areas of the county. What has happened there that demonstrates or reflects sort of what is going on in St. Clair County.
So like we were just talking about, Democratic stronghold in St. Clair County for a long, long time, but a good chunk of the county is now represented by a Republican, which had been the first time, I can't remember, in a really, really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's represented by Kevin Schmidt, who is now a two-time state representative from Millstadt. And he had beat LaToya Greenwood, who had formerly held that seat. She's an East St. Louis Democrat. But it had been this Democratic stronghold for a long, long time. And he's now beat her for the second election in a row, kind of showing that Democrats used to not win there, but now they are. And I think one could argue it's definitely a case of Democratic gerrymandering, drawing the maps. Because you take East St. Louis and Cahokia Heights and that horseshoe, all mm-hmm. the rural areas in between around to Scott Air Force Base. So it's definitely the most conservative parts of the county are in this district. But for Republicans, they're thinking, hey, we used to never even compete here, and mm-hmm. we've now won it twice. And they kind of feel like, hey, this is exactly what we're talking about. We haven't won here before. We're starting to win here now.
It's just some momentum there.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it that you'll be watching for, Will, in the coming months and years?
Well, like we were talking about, off years are generally bad for the incumbent president's party. And that will probably, if that logic holds true, work against Republicans. So, right, it was the bad years for Obama that Madison County flipped red. And I think, you know, as we're approaching 2026, if the margin is closer for the Republican Party in St. Clair County, that could be a good sign that St. Clair County could actually flip like Madison County did. But if it doesn't get any closer, that's probably what's going to happen if that logic holds true. But that would show you that Democrats are probably going to hold on to St. Clair County for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, as someone who covers the Metro East and sort of moving through different parts of it, are there ways that you have felt or sort of seen this shift in the everyday, maybe conversations that you overhear or the things that people are telling you, you know, that they're thinking about?
I suppose with this last election, right, all the polling would have told you that the economy would have been the number one issue. And I think so many people felt that. And I think, right, a lot of pollsters would tell you that was, right, the single most important issue that so many people were voting on. And in working class areas, that does have a big impact, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not that stays true, right, how much impact inflation has, you know, in the next presidency, and then what voting on the record of a non-Joe Biden president, how much that, you know, that, how that
what
factors
kind of
in, yeah, I think
yeah.
will be kind of interesting to see if, you know, can you flip those working class voters?
Mm-hmm. Well, it'd be interesting to hear what you're feeling as far as the pulse at the community level.
Yeah.
Will Bauer is St. Louis Public Radio's Metro East reporter. Will, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks, Elaine.
Today's episode was produced by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.